Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, the last half hour of today's show on this Monday, February 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Joe Studebaker. He is the Deputy Chief of Staff for the Michigan Republican Party. He's part of Christina Caramo's administration there running the Republican Party at the state level. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Great to be on with you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you coming on short notice, but there's county conventions that are coming up on February 15th at 7 o'clock. I joked in my class this weekend in St. Ignace is that if you want to rob a Republican's house, the best time to do it is February 15th at 7 o'clock because they won't be home. They'll all be at county convention. And everybody laughed, and I've said, no, that's actually happens. I've had people tell me about it. But bottom line is the county conventions will be called. They will be held at each county, 83 counties, Joel, and then they will be selecting delegates and alternates to go to the state convention in Detroit on March 2nd. Is that an accurate statement?
That is 100% accurate. That is the process, yes.
Now, in that process, there's always internal wars that happen, these little turf wars, you call it the civil wars, these little mini civil wars occur at some of these county conventions. People try to take over the chair's position for running the convention, putting up slates where they get their particular people leaning a certain way for a certain agenda to go down to the state convention to represent the counties. This is all part of the process, correct?
Yes, it's part of the process, and when done civilly, it's a good thing. We want everyone's voice to have a chance to be heard, and then we are, you know, governed by the consent of the people, and ultimately the will of the people needs to win out.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things, and let's be honest, I don't think anybody's not aware of this situation, but there's been, I call it, this is Trucker Randy talking, a coup d'etat, an attempt to take over the state party. Christina Caramo was duly elected at the state convention back in February of last year. And Joel, in my opinion, almost immediately, it seemed like the sore losers, people like Matt DiPerno and J.D. Glasser and Scott Greenlee and others, immediately went to the airwaves. They went to their communist social media people, their newspapers, the communist reporter Craig Mauger of the Detroit News, even some radio talk show hosts. And they were out there immediately, instead of celebrating the fact that we made history, we had not only another woman, but a black woman elected to be the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, the first time it has ever happened in our state's history. Nobody was celebrating that. They immediately went on the attack. Oh, she can't raise money. She can't do this. She can't do that. Joe, am I correct in my thinking, my perspective of what's happened since February of last year?
Yeah, yes, you are. They definitely went to the airwaves. You know, that's kind of a telltale separator between those who are, in my opinion, patriotic and wanting the Republican Party to become what it really was in its inception when it was the party of Lincoln in the 1850s and 60s. And, you know, they've done that. You can see them by the fact that they proactively go to the liberal media with their stories. And, you know, you brought up a great point there. What is their battle cry? She can't fundraise. She can't fundraise. And when you look at the party in the past spending 10, 15, you know, $18 million in the case of 2022, where did that money go? What was the fundraising actually used for? It certainly wasn't to succeed. And I would argue that Christina was elected by we the people, the delegates of the party, not for her ability to fundraise, but because she has integrity. She has, you know, ethics. She leads on principles and promised that we need to give the party back to the delegates, which is ultimately to whom it belongs, and that we would lead on principles and ethics and not take money that comes with strings attached, which, you know, yes, does it make fundraising more difficult? Sure. But we lead on the principles and ethics, and in my world, God will help us in our on our path so that money is a byproduct, not the main indicator.
Well, one of the points that I was trying to make in my rant in teeing up that question was I didn't see any stories in the Detroit news. I didn't see the former chairs, Ron Weiser, Bobby Shostak, Laura Cox, even Sala Nusses, putting out any social media posts celebrating the history that we made by electing a black woman to be chair of the party. And in the process, though, like you said, immediately went out to their liberal media and started the, I call it almost, Joel, like the self-fulfilling prophecy. She can't raise any money. She can't raise any money. She can't raise any money. So people hearing that, reading it in the Detroit news and listening to it on some of these radio talk show hosts, shows, basically fulfilled that prophecy. And therefore, a lot of people said, well, maybe I shouldn't be donating to the state party. A lot of these large donor class individuals, well, you know, I'm not going to support her being the chair because my candidate didn't win. So therefore, we're not going to donate. We're going to take our money and go home. I think that aspect of everything I said was accurate.
I agree. And I would add this. They actually couldn't raise money either. They keep claiming that Christina can't raise money. And here's the reality. If you take the past years previous to Christina, the vast majority of the money came in was through the NRCC and the HRCC, the national and state level fundraising arms of the Republicans on the legislature side of things. So, and then the next big chunk of money specific to 2022, the year right before Christina, was donated directly by Ron Weiser himself. If you actually peel away those three things and you look at the money donated by the people outside of the two governmental arms and Ron himself, they couldn't raise money either. They raised less than $500,000 in 2022. And that includes, you know, larger chunks from some of your larger donors, you know, the top 15, 20 families that have donated to the party in the past.
Right.
All of that, max $500,000 in 2022. Well, we raised more than that in 2023, a non-election year. So their argument is their argument is garbage because they actually couldn't raise money.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other component, and this was explained by the chairman of the budget, Dan Bonomi, at the Houghton Lake meeting when they put it up on the big screen, and the treasurer actually laid out the numbers. When you don't spend almost $800,000 in booze, okay, when you don't rent the dinosaur building down there on Seymour Street, and you surely do not pay a huge six-figure number to a political consultant to be your political consultant, you actually end up keeping more of those grassroots donations that you referred to.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had this conversation last night with some of our team that basically the conversation said they spent $17.5 million in 2022. And with what they spent it on, there are some of us that would say we probably could have taken about $500,000 and done a lot more with it than what they did with 17 and a half in 2022. Because first of all, the results speak for themselves. They were abhorrent. And second of all, It got us nowhere, and it was spent on lawyers, consultants, and staff. So we could have stretched those dollars infinitely more than they did. How you spend it is really important.
Really, really important. And lastly, I've always argued, because I've read the charters, I've read bylaws, I've understood state party, congressional district parties, county parties. I've written bylaws for the Antrim County Republican Party. I understand this. And I argue this point, Joel, I'd like to get your, you know, opinion on it. The state party is really functioned and set up in election years, especially a presidential election year, for statewide races. That being the president, which Trump doesn't need our money, and the U.S. Senate race. outside of that, the congressional districts are responsible for your congressmen and state reps who are on the ballot this year. And then locally, county parties are responsible for commissioners, school boards, township supervisors, people like that. If everybody understood the role of what the Michigan Republican Party truly is, like you say, a half a million bucks, once we figure out who the heck our candidate's going to be after August 6th, it's really all you guys need to be focused on for November.
Yeah, and there's a few more elements to that, Randy. I would argue that the candidates, you know, people can donate straight to candidates. A lot of people do that. They don't donate to the parties because of the challenges of the past.
Yep.
And we do need to have that discussion. What actually is the purpose of the party at all of those levels, county, district, and state? And I would actually argue that, you know, over my lifetime, the party has done a horrible job with communication, so that we have been working on changing.
Messaging, yes, absolutely.
The other piece to it, though, is this mentality that we just sit back, let everybody that wants to run with an R by their name run in the primary, and then our job is to step in and get in line and you know, rah-rah for the after the Republican bloodbath of the primaries is over and try to win in a three-month time period between August and November. My opinion on that is that the party should be far more proactive, and we should make sure that people understand we are defined by our platform, which lines up perfectly with the Constitution, and that's our theme, our messaging this term, is that we are the party of the Constitution.
Yep.
And we make sure that we have real Republicans, simply defined by the Constitution and our platform. Real Republicans running with that R by their name, because let's be honest, we've had some people that put the R by their name, and they're not really Republicans.
So exactly.
If we're not going to have real Republicans running, then we're not doing our job. But to me, that actually is where the party should, that's the space the party should be playing in, educating the public on what a Republican is, and then making sure our candidates actually represent us.
And are real Republicans if they want to be on our ticket.
Exactly. Yep.
Good point. Joe, we appreciate your perspective, and I appreciate you coming on the show with such short notice, but this is important, and this is going to be something. I think this whole thing will be rectified on March 2nd. That's my hope and prayer. I'll give you 20 seconds to wrap up your final thoughts.
Yeah, that is my hope and prayer as well. Ultimately, the delegates are the owners of the party. They are the we the people of the party. And we have that convention on March 2nd, and the delegates need to have their voice be heard and have the final say.
Amen. All right, brother, safe travels. We'll see you down in Detroit on March 2nd.
All right. See you there.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin passenger tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
K Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Very conservative patriot brother, Dave Agema, former state representative, Republican National Committee man, says, I contend that Ronna Romney easily raised money when Trump was president, but she puked it away on frivolous spending, and she did not win races after Trump. Ronna Romney, in my opinion, should resign as chairwoman of the RNC. Absolute total failure in 2022 elections. The red wave should have happened, and it didn't because of Ronna Romney. An absolute total failure in 2022 elections, just like Joe Studebaker just said, especially in Michigan. Folks, I was the chair of the Antrim County Republican Party from 2012 through 2018. 6 years of my life I dedicated to wiping out completely the Antrim County Democrat Party. When I was chair of Antrim County Republican Party, the Democrats didn't even have meetings. They didn't even have ads in the newspaper. They did not even put candidates on the November ballot because we destroyed them. I put it out there on constructive notice that the Antrim County Republican Party is conservative. We're patriots. We follow Dave Agema's platform, and we are real Republicans. And I called out the Democrats for exactly the communist, socialist, progressives they were in this county. They stopped having meetings. They didn't even have meetings. They didn't even put people up for precinct delegates. And they didn't even put people on the ballot in November. If you won the Republican primary in my county of Antrim from 2012 through 2018, you became the elected official in our county. You win your August 6th primary, you're the next county commissioner. You're the next sheriff, prosecutor, drain commissioner, clerk, treasurer, drain. We want them all. When I left because of Bill Shute's absolute failure to beat Gretchen Whitmer, I said, that's it. I am done with the Republican Party. We started the Antrim County Conservative Union. We took all our patriots with us. We've got more money in the bank than our current county party does. The point is this. You know how much money we got from the Antrim County to the Antrim County Republican Party from the Michigan Republican Party? The 6 years I was chair of the party, do you know how much money we got? I don't care if it was Bobby Shostak, Laura Cox, or Ron Weiser. During that period of time, do you know how much money our Antrim County Republican Party got? Zero. I got a very important question for you in your county. If you don't know, ask. Your chairman of your county party, Republican Party, how much money have you ever gotten from the Michigan Republican Party? Solanuses, Bobby Shostak, Laura Cox, Ron Weiser, I don't care. Over the last 10, 12, 15 years, how much money have you guys gotten from the state party? I'm willing to bet it's zero, just like it was for Antrim County. What the heck do we need the state party for in our counties? We don't. My mission this year is to make sure every single county party in this state has a minimum of 20 to 30 grand in their coffers. We will run our candidates at the local level of every county. We will take over school boards, city councils, villages, townships, county commissioners, county sheriffs. We will do it ourselves. We don't need the state party. As a matter of fact, I don't even want the state party's money. You know why? Because I don't like the strings that are attached to it. When we paid, the Antrim County Republican Party paid for that electronic billboard next to the Burger King in Traverse City on US 31 going around the bay northbound and southbound. For every single election, the years we were in charge, Henrietta Toe, Ron Weiser, Bobby Shostak, little treasure bookkeeping pain in my butt, called me up and wanted to know how we paid for it. And I said, Henrietta, it's none of your dang business. Oh, Randy, you could be violating campaign finance law. I said, take your campaign finance law and shove it up your you-know-what. We are autonomous. We are independent. We raise our own money. Don't you worry about how we paid for that billboard. She harassed me absolutely endlessly. Finally, I had to go Trucker Randy on her. We had one phone conversation, and I think I used the F word about 18 times in every various form of the English language. It was a verb. It was an adjective. It was a pronoun. It was absolutely her name. I went nuclear on her and said, lose my number. Don't you ever, ever call me again. And I hung up. I don't want the state party's money. I want to do it at the county level. And this year, folks, we're going to do it because it's the plan of 2024. We are going to do this. And we're going to get our people to win the August 6th primaries. And we are going to get our people elected on November 5th. You want the 11 questions to ask people how they feel about our world, our country, our state? Text me the number 11. And I'll send you the questions to start talking to people. Spread the word. Over the next 9 months, talk to them about these 11 issues. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take